Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. If you're new to The Morning Mindset, I want to say welcome. My name is Kerry Green. I am a Bible teacher and just a follower of Jesus Christ, and I love leading us every morning into the Scriptures so that we can learn to think like our God thinks and therefore have a hope through the power of His Holy Spirit to live a life that is according to His plan and His purpose for us. We are reading the book of Acts. And as we're digging in, we're learning what God did in the early stages of what we call the church, which is part of what we are participating in. And I'm not talking about the walls of a building or the organization of some leadership board. I'm talking about people who believe in Jesus Christ, who have devoted themselves to trusting in Him as their Lord, as their Savior, and are committed to living out what He leads them into in this world. That's who we are as His people. And we are reading an account right now of the Holy Spirit coming on God's people in the very first days of the church and how it was an amazing thing to those who observed because miracles were happening, things they couldn't explain. And Peter is right in the middle of explaining to them what it is they're seeing. And in yesterday's episode, we read how Peter took a quote from the prophet Joel and he applied it to the events that they were all seeing happen. And here is his explanation of that particular passage. Here's what Peter says in verse 22 of Acts chapter 2. He says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. But God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it." Now, first of all, I've got to draw attention to Peter. I mean, this guy. Peter is the one who always seemed to be putting his foot in his mouth. He's the one who always seemed to be speaking before he thought. He's the one who sunk in the water when Jesus had him walking on the water. He's the one who said, "Lord, you'll never be crucified." And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." You see, Peter's the one who I can relate to sometimes. He was always jumping forward before he thought and getting rebuked for it and those kinds of things. But Peter now is standing up in confidence, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's speaking to the entire crowd, proclaiming the truth about Jesus with boldness and without fear. Friends, Jesus can bring that kind of transformation in our lives if we submit ourselves to His leadership and step out in spite of the fear to speak on His behalf. He empowers us in those moments. But notice what He's saying here. He's saying, "All of you who are listening to me saw Jesus. You know He did mighty works. You know He did signs among you. And you took Him and killed Him through the hands of lawless men." He's referring to the Romans, who are the ones who actually hung Jesus on the cross at the request of the Jewish leaders, the religious leaders, and the crowds who yelled, "Crucify Him." That's what Peter's referring to. But don't miss what he says just before that. He says, "This Jesus was delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God." Now, what does that mean? He's saying God was in the crucifixion. It was God's plan. It wasn't as if Satan coerced all these people into doing something God didn't want to happen. No, God planned for Jesus to die on the cross. God planned for Him to take the sin of the world upon Himself. God's the one who orchestrated the events of history and the Pharisees and their hypocrisy and their evil toward Jesus to accomplish His own purposes. And friends, this introduces to us the need to create a new category of thinking in our minds. We have to recognize God is able to orchestrate events, even the evil choices of men and women, and to use them for His good purposes. In this case, the very best purpose of providing redemption for mankind through the evil that's been done. And Peter, a simple fisherman, was very clear on that. He says God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Friends, it is not possible for God's plan in your life to be thwarted. I want you to pray with me right now in light of that truth. God, we testify, we affirm your plan in our lives cannot be thwarted, and we want to work alongside you in the fulfillment of that plan. So give us faith, give us confidence, give us comfort and rest and security, knowing that you are in control no matter what evil is happening. And help us to rest in the fact that it is not possible for your plan to be thwarted. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.